This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Gongwer News Service publisher John Lindstrom has seen his share of State of the State addresses, but he says that Governor Rick Snyder faces an unprecedented situation when he speaks to a joint session of the legislature. Lindstrom says in a blog post that he can't recall a governor giving such an address while facing the reality that he has lost the confidence of so many and that his administration stands morally indicted. John Lindstrom, thank you for being with us.
Well, I'm delighted to be here.
Obviously, that's a reference to what is going on with the water crisis in Flint. So how big is the shadow over the State of the State address that is cast by what is happening in Flint right now?
You know, a year ago at the State of the State, the governor chose the following imagery to describe what his policy was going to be for his second term, and he called it the River of Opportunity. And given that this crisis involves the Flint River, it's a strange, very strange turnabout for the governor. And as you and I have chatted and as other people have talked about, here was a man who very seriously, just over a year ago, was being considered, some people were urging him to run for president. And he decided not to do so. No one would think anything of him attempting to run for president now. It is an amazing situation. I have never in my life seen a turnaround like this involving a governor. There have been some legislators who've run into some terrible personal problems, but those were personal problems. Those were things that, you know, they ultimately had control over and failed. This is just an amazing mess up, and there are so many disparate elements to it that it is like trying to follow a breeding chart for champion racehorse or something. But this really comes down to the critical element was a person who was in a position because of a policy that the governor supported, made a decision which triggered an unending string of events that ended up creating this crisis, and that crisis was added to by the administration's failure to, in effect, take seriously what people were saying to them. And that demonstrated a level of cavalier attitude and to some degree, even a level of administrative incompetence that people, I think, are going to have to, that I think the administration recognizes and is trying to deal with, whether or not they can fix it in a way that will resolve the problem is very hard to tell. And of course, since we're dealing with a situation that has potential in terms of elevated lead levels, especially in children, the potential of having lifelong effects, in many respects, this problem can't be fixed.
You noted that the last year's State of the State address included that phrase, River of Opportunity. As we sit here just a few days before the next address, can you think back a year ago? How different did it feel preparing for the State of the State address with Governor Snyder coming off a reelection win, as you mentioned, some people dropping his name here and there as a presidential candidate? How different does this feel now a year ahead?
Well, he was fresh off an incredibly successful reelection campaign. His policies, whether you supported them or not, were obviously in place. He did not have total success, clearly, with some of his policies. At that time, the big question facing people was, what were we going to do with roads? And he had just come out of negotiation to put on the ballot, obviously, an ungodly, unsuccessful proposal one, but he had come out of negotiations for that. He pitched that during the State of the State. Finding a way of fixing roads was the main issue. There were other issues that were starting to show up on the larger horizon. Even at that time, they were talking about what to do with a looming financial problem in Detroit schools, which got worse and worse as time went on. And, of course, the Flint River, the Flint water situation involving the Flint River, that had been underway since about 6 months before, and you were hearing complaints. People were talking about the water looking bad, tasting bad, smelling bad. And the argument that they were getting back from the administration basically was the water is safe. It's met all federal testing standards, and there isn't anything you should worry about. We know now that there, in fact, were things to worry about. But even at that time, the complaints were mostly having to do with the taste and the overall quality of the water, as opposed to a serious health issue. We didn't know at that time about the lead contamination, or indeed the possibility, which is not yet confirmed, that the water situation may have played a role in an increase in Legionnaires' disease in Genesee County. And since that time, everything has changed. Absolutely everything has changed. It is so striking as to be, as I say, I've been doing this for almost 40 years in one form or another, covering state government, covering state politics. And I cannot think of another circumstance that comes even close to it. And it's just mind-blowing to me that we're watching this now.
You noted that, I want to go back here and read from your blog the sentence that kind of stands out. What strikes this reporter above all is how horribly humanly sad this has become. Explain what you mean by that.
Who would want to have a situation, a policy that you've enacted, create a situation where people are harmed, and harmed in ways that we will not know the consequence for decades to come? As I pointed out, Governor Snyder genuinely adores kids. He loves them. And now you have a situation where, based on, I mean, he didn't turn the tap and turn on the water and it started coming out of the Flint River. But his policies led to individuals making decisions that did do that. And another irony is, here's a governor who fought to have Medicaid expanded under the Affordable Care Act to allow for people who are working but have lower incomes to get health insurance. That policy has helped people get mammograms, has helped people get tests for high blood pressure, for diabetes. And because of that, you can make a legitimate argument that that policy has saved lives. And yet now, here a policy has had possibly the opposite effect. I mean, one of the things you do have to worry about now is if the Flint River water is in any way related to Legionnaires' disease and an increase in Legionnaires' disease in Genesee County. Well, some people have died from Legionnaires' disease in Genesee County. And there's nothing else that you can say. Every one of us has come to know grief at some point or another. Every one of us has lost someone we loved, or a friend, or even, you know, just somebody that they had high regard for. And you can't think of a more horrible thought that I did something, and because of what we did, people are sick. People are possibly sick, and maybe somebody even died.
Anyone who has interviewed Governor Snyder, you've probably talked to him many more times than I have, but a lot of what he'll talk about is problem solving, that the people of the state of Michigan are his customers, has certainly tried to project the image of the chief executive who is solving problems for the state. How much did that image take a hit with what happened in Flint?
Well, and speaking of that, we did an interview with the governor in December, a year-end interview. And one of the questions that I put to the governor was, what did you learn from the Flint situation? And quite astonishingly to me, the governor said, well, I'm not sure I learned anything, which we included in our story on the interview, in which a number of people caught on to. But I mean, you know, I frankly was amazed by the comment. And I think if nothing else, the governor has learned. And you saw very quickly after that when he announced that Director Wyatt was resigning from the Department of Environmental Quality. He said specifically, we will learn from this and we will make improvements. And so this has changed his image as a person in command, as a person who knows what he wanted to get done and by and large was able to get much of it done, to a person who seems, you know, I don't want to say grasping at straws, but clearly they are having to deal with an infrastructure and administrative a system that in some respects they really hadn't had to deal with before, at least to the level that they've had to deal with, and at least in this way. And day by day now, things are happening. Earlier this week, he called on the National Guard to help distribute water and filters to the residents of Flint. Late last night, he put out a call for the federal government to assist in resolving the problems. And then, of course, following that, Attorney General Schuette announced that he would conduct an investigation. There's a federal investigation at least being considered. So there's no way to really quantify what a contrast there is between this upcoming January 19th and January of 2015 when he spoke to the legislature then. It is completely a 180 situation. You couldn't get a more night and day, light and dark, whatever you want to use, whatever analogy you want to use. You couldn't come up with anything more dramatic than what we've seen.
John Lindstrom, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
John Lindstrom is the publisher of the Gongra News Service. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.